Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I know we're a little early, but I'd like to wish all my mothers out there, and all the future mothers, grandmas, all those in between, a very early Happy Mother's Day. We didn't plan this gospel reading to fall on this day. It just so happened that a few of the readings of the gospels that were prepared probably hundreds of years ago that we read on sequence, it just so happened to fall on American Mother's Day. So it's amazing how God works. I want to tell you guys a story about how when I was a kid, I would always get dragged into shopping with my mother. And part of that experience, I would walk, I would like stand on the side of the cart, and while she's pushing the cart, and she couldn't really see in front of her because I was blocking the way. When I would walk, and we'd pass by some aisles would be uninteresting, but there was one aisle that I really, really enjoyed passing by, and it hurt my heart when I passed by it. I would pass by the toy aisle some days. And then I would ask my mom, can we please pass by this aisle? Can we please? I promise I don't want anything. I just want to go and play. And obviously that was the big joke that I was telling her. But we pass by, I walk in, and all of a sudden she says, no, not today. We're in a rush. We got to go. And so she would just, by like her discipline, she's like, I'm going. I'm not going to stop for you. And I was like, wait, just wait. Let me just stick back. I promise I just want to see this one thing. And then she would walk by, and then she kept to her word, and I looked back after like 5 minutes of going through the aisle. My mom's not there, so I'm in this big convenience store. And now that I realize that I've been separated from my one source of security in this big world, in this huge store, I got super afraid. And I started having a bit of this like separation anxiety. So I'm walking around looking for my mom, and all of a sudden I see someone that looked a little bit like my mom, and I run, and she was turned around, and I hug her, and look, turns around, it wasn't my mom. So finally, thank God, I found her eventually. They called her name out. But I just wanted to tell the story because it just goes to show that one thing that the gospel is teaching us, one thing that human relationships, one thing that God puts forth in these human relationships, He teaches us some things about Himself. He teaches us some things about human reality and our relationship with God. One of the things that Jesus is preparing His disciples for in today's gospel is that there is a great amount of joy that God wants to give us. And this joy that He gives us, it can't be taken away. This joy that He gives us, no one can steal it from us. This joy that He wants to give His disciples is a joy that's not affected by exterior things. It's a joy that's lasting, it's a joy that's eternal, it's a joy that rests in God and His salvation towards humanity. And because it's not affected by us external factors, Jesus says, even don't be afraid of those who attempt to kill the body. Don't be afraid of those who attempt to sort of eliminate your faith by hurting you physically. Because those people, they can't steal your joy from you. And that's why He says here, you will experience tribulation. You will experience serious suffering. That's a given. That's what life is sort of promised. Everyone is inevitable of suffering. To certain degrees, of course. And how does He compare it to? He says, you're suffering, you'll go through it, you'll endure it. But if you endure it with Christ, if you endure it with God, with that joy and that hope that He offers us, your suffering will be turned into joy. Your grief is a different type of suffering. Grief happens when you lose someone. Grief happens when you experience a great loss. Grief. And so He says, your grief will be experienced like this. Like a mother who goes through her childbirth. She goes through this great suffering, but once that baby is in her lap, Once that baby is delivered, it's almost as if all that pain she went through, all that pain she endured, was also all of a sudden pushed to the side because of the great joy that she's holding in her arms. And why is this so important? Because this reveals to us the great relationship that we have between God and what He offers us. And one thing that's beautiful that is said also in the Old Testament reading that we didn't read today, in Isaiah, is the answer to the question, how sure is this joy? How secure is this? This joy is so secure that he said, there's some people that might say, oh, God has forgotten us. God has forsaken us. Throughout this, all the suffering, I haven't seen one bit of joy. God has forgotten us. And so what God speaks to the prophet Isaiah, what he speaks to him, he says, can a mother who is feeding her children, can she forget to feed her children? And some people might find some cases, well, in this case, this can happen. Well, this, he says, even if there's 1% of a possibility that a mother can forget nursing her child, he said, I will not forget you. I will not forsake you. He says, your name, you are written in the palms of my hands. That's how close and that's how near you are. And that's how secure our salvation is in God. And our joy should rest in God alone. And so today's gospel, today's message is how to suffer. How to suffer with God, because suffering is inevitable. It's going to come either way. But if we do it with joy, that God will deliver us with the knowledge and hope and faith that God will deliver me from this, and that my joy is unshakable, our faith will be turned, our suffering will be turned into joy, because we rest in these words that Jesus says. These final words that he leaves with his disciples. He says, to be in the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. There is no power in earth and heaven that Jesus does not have control over. So let us take our trust, put our faith, not into the things of this world, but in the inevitable providence of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.